Now, Mishnah Vov. Interesting. Underneath the Ezes Yisrael, there are also some rooms there. Upsuchas liEzes Noshim, that they would open up into the Ezes Noshim. In other words, you're going up now 15 steps, so the Ezes Yisrael is much elevated more than the Ezes Noshim. It's like in that elevation, there were some rooms there that opened up into the Ezes Noshim. Sheshom halaviyim noisnim kinoiris. That's what Levim used to store and leave over their flutes, the kinoris, or nevolim, the harps. The kino is also a type of a harp. Or metzotayim, the chol kleshir, all different type of instruments they had there, they would leave there. Now, Ezes Yisrael, how big was the Ezes Yisrael? That's the beginning of the Azor itself. That's the beginning of Machne Shechina. Ezes Yisrael, hois oirech meya amo ushloishim v'chomish. It was long, 135. Al-Roichiv Achas Asar, it was only wide 11 Amis. But the length, the length of the whole base, not really the length, this really the width of the whole base of Migdish was 135. That was the width of the base of Migdish. So that was, in this room, that was its length, because its width was only 11 Amis. It went in 11 Amis, the Ezras Yisrael. And the same thing after Ezras Yisrael was the Ezras Kahanim. And the Ezras Kahanim only you could go there if you're doing Ritzara Chavoida. The Chayin Ezra's Kanim was the same measurement as the Ezra's Yisrael. It was long, 135 Amos, that's the width of the whole base of Migdish. Aroich, if it went further in, its width was also Achas Esrei, 11 Amos. Now, the Rosh Pisbosim, there were the boards sticking out there, Mavdilin ben Ezra's Yisrael, the Ezra's Kanim. There was like a little division there to know the difference when you started the Ezra's Kanim and where it ended the Ezra's Yisrael. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer Maile Hoysa. No, there was a little step there, like there was a step elevation there because we're going up the mountain now. Ugevoy Yame, it was an Amah tall, that elevation. V'haduchin osnole, and the duchin, that's the place where the Kohanim used to stand and say their shira v'shafta korbin. They used to stand on that duchin, that the duchin was put on top of that step. Uvor Sholosh Mailis. Now the duchin itself had three steps to it. Each step was a half an arm up and half an arm in. So the three steps together was an arm and a half tall. So Nimtzes, it comes out that Ezra Sakahanim, Gevoyim Ezra Yisrael, Shtay Amos Amachta. Comes out that what Leviim stood in the Ezra Sakahanim was 2.5 arms taller than Ezra Yisrael. Because there was the one step that was an arm tall, and then these three steps together was 1.5. So together it's 2.5 Amis taller than the Ezras Yisrael. Now, for Chol HaZorah, the whole Azor itself, like the whole Azor means from the beginning of Ezras Yisrael until the end of the back of the Kodesh Kedoshim, Chol HaZorah itself was Hoyis Soirech Meir Shemayna B'Sheva. It was 187 Amis long, which really that's the length. Al Reichiv, the width of Meir Shleishim Chamish. That's always the width of the whole base of Migdish was 135. And here the length of the Azor itself was 187 Amis. But it wasn't one room. It was all made up from these things. It was the Ezras Yisrael first, the first 11, then the Ezras Noshim, the next 11, the Ezras Kanim, the next 11. Now, Usholish Esri Ishtachim Oyisham. There were 13 places we had to bow down over there in the Azorah. We had before these 13 pirtzos, there was a mitzvah to bow down every place. Keneged shloisha osrei shorim, keneged the inyan to bow down 13 times was keneged the 13 shorim, 13 gates they had, 13 gates they had there. And it was like this. Shorim droimim on the south side of the Beis Hamikdash. The gates were pretty close towards the west side. And the first one there was Shar Elyon. The next one was called the Shar HaDelek, that gate. The next one was called Shar HaBechoris. It used to bring the Bechoris through there. And then the fourth gate there was called Shar HaMayim. That's what used to fetch to bring the water for the Nisach HaMayim through there. Now, V'lomo Nikro Shemoy Shar HaMayim, how come that gate was called the Shar HaMayim? Sheboy Machni since Loicha Shemayim Shal Nisach Bechog. That's what he used to bring there, the tzluchas, the pitches of water for the nisach of the water on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer, O boy Hamaya Mefachim, through that gate the water itself also used to flow. And also the Yasidim Lias Yotzim Metachas Nifton Abayis, like it will eventually come, water will be coming out from bottom of the gate, the door of the Beis Hamikdash. Means the same like claiming the Porsche there, Shemisham Yotzu, from there the water came out. That the Cheskel said a novi upon, that he said, will come a time that the waters will come out through the door of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Lumas Batsofen, on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash, Smuchel Marav also, the four gates there were starting closer towards the west side, and the first gate there was called Shar Yechonya, the Shar of Yechonya. Some said because that's when Yechonya went to Golis, he went through that Shar. Then Shar HaKorban, that's where he used to bring all the Korbanos through, to come to the Tzofen side. Shar HaNoshim, that was the Shar that the Noshim used to come, if they had to make smich on the Korban, or they wanted to be near the Korban, the Noshim would go through that Shar. Then Shar HaShir, then there was a Shar, that was a Levim, used to come in with a Kli Shir to have the Shir there. Now, why was that first gate on the north side called Shai Yechonya? Because Shabbo Yot Yechonya Begalusa. That's where Yechonya, when he went out to Golis, he went through that gate. Sheva Mizruch, on the east side of the Beis Hamikdash, Shai Nikner, not the Beis Hamikdash, it means the Azara. On the east side of the Azara was Shai Nikner. That was the gate going in from the Ezras Noshim into the Ezras Yisrael. Now, Shnei Pishposhim Hoyoloi, there were small, two small entrances on the side of this big gate. Echem Mimina, one on the right side, Echem one on the left side. Ushnaim Bemarav, and there were two gates now on the west side of the Beis Hamikdash. And Lohoyolo Shem, those two gates did not have any name. It wasn't the Meuchid, didn't have any special name. Because the plant had no Tashmish there. There was no real purpose of going in and going out there, so it didn't have any name. Now, Perek Shlishi, it says, Mishnah says, HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach itself, Hoyu Shloishu Mushtayim al Shloishu Mushtayim. The Mizbeach itself on the bottom was 32 Amis by 32 Amis. That's the bottom part of the Mizbeach, that's how wide it was. Now, all the Amah, let's go up now one Amah, that's the Yisoid, and then the Konas Amah, then it went in an Amah. Zeh Yisoid, that's the Yisoid, the bottom part of the Mizbeach. So we always say the Shiraim of the Dam was spilled on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. That's this bottom Amor. When you go one Amor up, then it went an Amor in, that was the Yisoid. Now, the next part of the Mizbeach that went up was not 32 by 32 anymore. It comes that it was only 30 by 30, because it was taken off an Amor on each side of it. So Nimtza comes out, Shloishim HaShloishim. All Chomish. Now the next five Amos going up was only a square of 30 by 30 Amos. So it went up now five Amos, and then again Vekonas Amos went in again an Amos. And Zeh HaSoiv, that's called the Soiviv, where they used to be able to walk around the Beis Hamikdash on the Soiviv. That six Amos off the floor, it was an indention of an Amos going in that you could walk around there. And Nimsa comes out from on top of the Soiviv, the next will soon see three Amos going upwards. How, why, what was it with? Nimsa was Esu Mishmoy, Al Esu Mishmoy, it was only 28 Amis by 28 Amis, because it went in already, these four Amis already. And then when he got when he went up three, so far we have six and three, we have nine. Now the tenth Amah, we know the Mizbech was 10 Amis tall, that was the Makom HaKronos. On each corner, there was a Karen, there was like a corner there, a Karen. Amah Mizeh, V'yamah Mizeh, each corner went up an Amah, was an Amah wide there, the corner. Nimsa comes out that, so you take away another Amah for the Karen. So on top of the Mizbeach itself, the usable place there was an Amah less, two Amahs less, because in each side was an Amah. Nimsa comes out, Esrim V'sheish, Esrim V'sheish, comes out to be on top of the Mizbeach, the place to use is 26 Amahs by 26 Amahs. Now, Mokim Hilich Ragleh Kadim, there was a space that the Kahanim could walk around the Mizbeach, not to be burnt. There was Amah Mizeh, V'yamah Mizeh, and one Amah going in on all four sides of the Mizbeach was left over for the Kahanim to walk around there. So Nimtza comes out now, like in the middle part of the Mizbeach, how much space could be used for burning purposes? It comes out, Nimtza, Esrim V'yab, was only 24 Amis, Alessim V'yabah, it was only 24 by 24, Mekayim HaMarocha. That's the place that could be used for burning on top of the Mizbeach. Even the Mikra Adin, they only had three Marochis, one big one, then one next to the smaller one for the Keteris, and then a very small one just to keep the Eish always burnt there. But it could be at certain times when the Mizbech is very full, they used to make more Marochis, but they could use all this space of 24 by 24 to use for burning. Now, Omer Rav Yosi, Yosi Yagin says like this, Omer Rav Yosi, Metchilu no, Lo Hoye L'Shmoyne V'Yesum HaShmoyne V'Yesum. He also, the Mizbech was not 32 by 32, but rather started out only to be 28 by 28, he holds. At least he holds that there could be the first measurement was by the Mishkan, but by Shlomo HaMelech, built the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, he holds it wasn't 32 by 32, but when Shlomo built the first Beit HaMikdash, the other Mizbech was only the bottom, the most widest part by the side was only 28 by 28. Now, also, kindness, you go up and one arm of Yerlob, the Midazu, the same thing, you go, that's the Yisoid, then the Soivev, so it comes out according to his Shita, Achinim Samokam Amarocha, how much space was open on top to be used for burning, was only Esim Alasu Esim, 20 by 20. That's by the base of Midish Arishim. Now, when Kesholah ben Goyla, when the Ezra's time they came up to build the second base of Midish, is Oisifu Olav Arba Amas Minadorim. They added on to it, to the first year, four Amis, to this last year of 28 by 20, or on top 20 by 20, they added on to it, four Amis on the south side, for Yarab Amis from the Marav, and four Amis from the west side. Kemin Gama, looked like a Gama, like a little like an L, a backwards L. Shnemar Apo, they dashed in the Potek in Yecheskel, by Ezra. That it says there, Bahariel, at the base of Migdash, Shtei Mesri Arich, Shtei Mesri Reichav Revuah. It was 12 by 12 square. So now, Yochud, you really think it means 12? Shein Rela, Shnei Mesra, Shnei Mesra, that can't be. We know the Mizbech is wider than that. Kishwam, when the Pesach says like this, El Arba Revov, on the four sides of it, Malamed, it means like this, Sheminu Emtsa, Hu Moideid, Shnei Mesra, Yama, L'choruach. Meaning, if you're standing in the middle of the Mizbeach, so it's 12 Amas to each side of it. So it comes out then that really from one side to the other side was 24 Amis. So it was 24 by 24. So that's the way we have it by the Mishkan. So in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they added on to the more that had in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon to where there was in the Mishkan that the top of it was 24 by 24. Now, V'chut Shel Sikra Chogra B'Yemsa. In the middle of the Mizbeach, 5 Amis up, that's one armor below the Soivev, there was like a red streak going around it that went around the base of the Mizbeach. Lahab, that was for a sign to divide between Hadom and Elyonim, between the Dam, let's say like this Shchitus Achatis, that's supposed to be on the top half of the Mizbeach, the Dam Amat HaTachtonim to the other Karbonis, where the Dam is supposed to be on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. That was this Chut HaSikra's red streak going around the base of Migdash, to base ham, going around the Mizbeach to divide between the top part and the bottom part. Now, the Yisoid, that we say there's Yisoid, the bottom foundation, that did not go all around on all four sides of the Mizbeach. On the whole north side of the Mizbeach, there was that Yisoid, one arm of the bottom arm is sticking out. For Yapnekol Amarav, what did on the west side? It went all around the west side that it was then Amma. The Yerchel B'Dover came to the south side, Amachas only stuck out just one Amma. Over Mizrach Amachas, who then on the east side also, only stuck out one side. So it comes out there wasn't such a side on the Dorm and the Mizrach side, there was only one Amma on each side. But the main part of the side was either on the Tzofen or on the Marim side. That's where they had the, yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.